Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning as we continue our celebration of Easter, as we continue our excited proclamation of the truth that Jesus is risen.
Jesus indeed.
There we are. There we are. It is good for us to be together. I'm so happy that you are here with us, whether you're here in church or you're with us online. It is good to add our voices to those giving thanks and praise. There are Sunday school bags on the back pew, so if there are children here, if there will be children visiting your homes today, please make sure they get a Sunday school bag so that they can see, even just for a glimpse, just how much it is that God loves them. Also, a reminder that we have Sunday school in between services. For children, we are upstairs in the education wing, and for adults, we are in the parlor, and so join us if you are able. Also, join us on Sunday, May 29. That's in a couple of weeks yet, but on the 29th of May, we are going to be celebrating our high school graduates. We'll recognize them and give thanks for all that they have done and help point them towards their futures filled with hope and potential. We'll do it at both services, 8:30 and 10:30, and I hope that you will be able to join us for that recognition of high school graduates Sunday, May 29. There are lots of other announcements in your bulletin, so I hope that you have a chance to read through it. We've gathered to be in worship, to continue adding our voices to those giving thanks and praise to God in this Easter season. So let us then continue our worship. Our gathering song is "Our God's Alive." Let us rise and sing together.
Come on, everyone, see what He has done. He has lifted us, He has overcome the power of the grave and the sin that once enslaved. Could hold Him in the ground, couldn't keep Him down. Rise with a shout, cry out, our God's alive. Rise, holy fire, burn bright, burn bright. Rise with a shout, cry out for freedom. Rise, church, arise, our God alive. Reigning on His throne, drawing ever close, giving us this hope, He'll never let us go. Death has been defeated, Jesus Christ Redeemer conquered hell and freed us, forever we are saved. Rise with a shout, cry out, our God's alive. Rise, holy fire, burn bright, burn bright. Rise with a shout, cry out for freedom. Rise, church, arise, our God's alive.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord God, you teach us that without love, our actions gain nothing. Pour into our hearts your most excellent gift of love, that made alive by your Spirit, we may know goodness and peace. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The first reading this Sunday of Easter comes from the 11th chapter of the book of Acts. Now the apostles and the believers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why did you go to uncircumcised men and eat with them?" Then Peter began to explain it to them step by step, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. There was something like a large sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by its four corners, and it came close to me. As I looked at it closely, I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I replied, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time the voice answered from heaven, 'What God has made clean, you must not call profane.' This happened three times. Then everything was pulled up again to heaven. At that very moment, three men sent to me from Caesarea arrived at the house where we were. The Spirit told me to go with them and not to make a distinction between them and us. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will give you a message by which you and your entire household will be saved.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them just as it had fallen upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave them the same gift that he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could hinder God?" When they heard this, they were silenced, and they praised God, saying, "Then God has given even to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson comes from the 21st chapter of Revelation. "I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away.' And the one who was seated on the throne said, 'See, I am making all things new.' Also he said, 'Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true.' Then he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life.'" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 13th chapter. "When he had gone out, Jesus said, 'Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of our Lord. The congregation may be seated, but I would love to invite the children to come on forward. Well, good morning. Glad to see you guys. Yes. Oh, there's one more coming. Well, there you go. She's here. There she is. There she is. Yay! I am so happy to see you too. Yes. Yes. It's so marvelous to have all of you here. All right. When I was your age, and it doesn't matter which one of you, when I was your age, in church, they had us sing a song. And the song went like this. It was, "Jesus loves me, this I know, For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. It was a great song. We loved singing it because we had all of the motions that went with it. Kind of made us feel like we were dancing. But as Lutherans, of course, we don't usually dance in church, okay? But it's a great song because it tells us something very important. That song tells us that Jesus loves us. Jesus loves us. And we find that out because the Bible tells us so. We find that out because Jesus was willing to be on the cross for us, right? We find that out because Jesus, more importantly, was willing to rise from the dead for you guys to show just how much God loves all of us. Jesus. And so if you're feeling weak, don't worry. If you're feeling ill, don't worry. If you're feeling confused or mad, Jesus loves you every day, all the time. But the other wonderful thing is Jesus wants us to share that love. So if we see someone who's feeling weak or is feeling confused or feeling angry, we can show the same love Jesus shows us. And it's not like they're going to sing, Pastor Steve loves me, this I know, because I'm just going to be pointing to Christ. Jesus loves us, and then we get to share that love with everyone around us, because no matter what, Jesus is with us. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for loving us when we're weak or when we're strong, when we're confused or angry or just happy for the day. Help us to share your love with those around us so that this world will become a more beautiful place. We thank you for this day, Lord. Amen. Have a great day, everybody. Jesus is risen. And may the risen Christ stand by us now and always. Amen. You may have recognized that song, right? Jesus loves me, this I know. I've sung that song hundreds of times, maybe thousands of times. I sang that song so much that I got sick of it for a couple of decades. All right? There's still a part of me that still feels a little, oh man, really, that one again. And then there's another part of me that clings to that song and its sentiment for all that it's worth. Because there's something amazingly comforting in this song, knowing that even though I'm weak, Jesus is strong. And in today's gospel reading, and then also from our reading from Acts today, we hear again about God's love for all of us in Jesus, as well as then our calling to love those around us, all of those around us. Jesus loves me, this I know. Now that's a powerful statement. But how is it that I know that Jesus loves me? Well, the song's answer is easy, for the Bible tells me so. John, the gospel writer, has been providing us with all that we need to discover and to believe that Jesus loves us. And no matter how weak I am, that Jesus is strong. Jesus is strong in his grace and compassion, in his peace and hope and love. And so for us today, it begins with the new commandment that Jesus gives. Love one another. That's the commandment. And on the one hand, it seems so simple, so basic. Love one another, of course. But it is also so difficult. Now, maybe it's not difficult for everyone that you meet. Or maybe it's not difficult when, you know, I'm in a good mood, or when the kids are behaving themselves, or when your coworker's busy doing something else. But for a lot of the time, and for many people around us, loving one another can be difficult. And then Jesus drops the real bomb on us. Because it's not love one another when you feel like it. It's not love one another like you love pizza. It's love one another just as I have loved you. You see, we're not the basis of the criteria for the love. Jesus is. It's not how I'm feeling today. It's a calling from Christ to love. But in the midst of that startling pronouncement that it's not us but Jesus, right, comes an astounding truth for all of us. And that truth is that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves all of us. Just as I have loved you, he says. Jesus loves me. And now we know it. Once again, John has been trying in his gospel to tell us, to show us, to let us know the power of God's love through Jesus. From bringing the love of God and filling with the wine of celebration those empty jars of our mistaken attempts to save ourselves, to the pronouncement that God so loved the world that he sent his only Son. From renewing sight to all of those blinded by condemnation, to living as our good shepherd, from helping the lame to walk, the hungry to be filled, to raising Lazarus from the dead, Jesus has been living and showing all of us all of the love that he has for all people. This is the great love that we are being called to share. This is the great love that we are being challenged to live for the sake of friends and families, neighbors and strangers. Jesus is with us. He walks beside us and now commands us to love one another. And so Jesus loves me. This I know leads us now to love one another as I have loved you. And so we are called to love one another. And in our reading from Acts, we are shown who is included in all of that one another we're supposed to love. Because Peter is asked by the leaders of the church to explain why he was welcoming and eating with Gentiles. They don't dress like us. They don't eat like us. They don't behave like us. They're not like us. So why, Peter, why were you doing it? So Peter tells them all about this amazing vision that he had from God. And then a voice from heaven saying to him, what God has made clean, you must not call profane. We are, all of us, God's creation. We are, all of us, God's good creation. We are all to be cared for, assisted, and helped. Everyone. No one is meant to be lost or left out. No one is supposed to be condemned or tossed aside. God loves us all. Jesus came to save us all. And so these are the one another that we are supposed to love. Anyone we can and everyone around. See, I once heard a speaker talk to us and he said, you've all heard and sung the song, Jesus loves me, this I know. He continued by saying that just as important for him was another truth. Jesus knows me, this I love. Jesus knows me. Jesus knows us. And we can count on that. You know, the same part of the gospel today, just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. That shows us that not only does Jesus know us, love us, he knows us. See, the love that Jesus is calling us to is not merely to write a check to help Ukrainian refugees or a check even to help Morgan's Place, although that's always a wonderful and good thing, don't get me wrong, right? The love that Jesus is truly calling us to is personal and actual. It's for the people around us. Now, sometimes, like in the Ukraine, we can't get close. And so we help those who are close and helping them. But Jesus wants us to love the people we know and bump into. The people we will come to know. The people who are all around us, both friends and even enemies. Jesus knows us. He knows us in our weakness and our need. Jesus knows us as we share God's love and shine with his light. Jesus knows us as we struggle. Jesus knows us when we turn our backs. Today's gospel story begins after he had left. Well, the he they're talking about is Judas. And Jesus loves him anyway. But Jesus also knows us when we return in repentance and walk with him again. Jesus knows us and loves us, and his challenge is for us to love one another. And so in the gospel, as Jesus' love for us glorifies God, so our love for one another brings that glory to those who are around us. This is our calling as followers of Jesus and as children of God. This challenge can be difficult. We fail a lot. We succeed sometimes. But what Jesus asks us to do is to try. We try to follow Jesus. We try to share God's love. We try not to stand in judgment of other people. We try to help the helpless. We try to look for the lost. We try to sustain the least of these, our brothers and sisters, as we try to live this command of Jesus to love. Not because we've got to, but rather because we get to. That is where our life of faith takes us. Into the nexus of God's love for all humanity, some of the means where that love now moves out into the world. This I know, that on my own I am weak and ineffective. This I know, that without the presence of God in my life, I accomplish nothing of lasting good. This I know, that without the prompting of the Holy Spirit, I am lost among the least and floundering. This I know, that Jesus loves me. This I know, that the Father has created me good and I have hope in Christ. This I know, that the Holy Spirit comes to me daily with inspiration and guidance, with holiness and life. This I know, that God wants to work with us and cannot wait for us to join him and try. So may our lives be filled with the glory of God. May we try day after day to live this commandment of our Lord Jesus Christ and love one another as Jesus loves, unconditionally, willingly, sacrificially, fully, and compassionately. May we open our hearts to all around us, whether they look like us, act like us, dress like us, behave like us, or not. This is the nature of God's love. This is the love that comes to me and to all of us from Jesus. Jesus loves me. This I know. Amen. Please rise as we join together in prayer. Set free from captivity to sin and death, we pray to the God of resurrection for the church, people in need, and all of creation. Loving God, lead us to follow your Spirit rather than our own prejudices or desires, as the church cares for one another. Open us to perceive your gifts in those we least expect. Lord, in your mercy, inspire us to praise you through the beauty and majesty of the natural world around us. Urge us toward more deliberate care of the world you have made. Lord, in your mercy, humble the rulers of nations before your splendor. Direct them to the people who need their attention most, and turn them from the temptation to hoard wealth or power. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, we pray for peace as war rages in Ukraine. Shelter all living in fear. Protect those seeking refuge in neighboring countries. Sustain families separated by the horrors of war. Tend to those who are injured. Comfort all who mourn their dead. Direct your people into the way of peace. Lord, in your mercy, hasten to dwell among those who are in pain or distress. As Christ enters our deepest suffering, remain with those experiencing despair and great need. Lord, in your mercy, compassionate God, we pray for those who need your healing presence. Bless all who suffer illness and disease, who struggle with injury and accident. We pray especially for Jack, Gail, Sharon, Brenda, Tom, Adrian, and Grant. We also lift before you Allison Bridges and the family and friends of her husband, Ken Bridges, in their time of grief. May the healing presence of Christ rest upon them all. Lord, in your mercy. Place holy love at the center of all of our relationships and communities. By your love, heal us, convict us, and renew us. Bring an end to racism in our churches and communities. Let everyone know your goodness by the love we show one another. Lord, in your mercy, give us a place in the diverse company of your beloved saints. Teach us the value of each person's identity and bless us with a shared identity as your children, kindred of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, we lift before you, Lord, also the ministry of Morgan's Place. We ask that you would bless it and help it grow. Lord, in your mercy. In your mercy, O God, respond to these prayers and renew us by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord grant that we may see what needs to be seen and do what needs to be done. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you all with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May your week be filled with blessings as you go into the world with hope.
May God's vision be our mission.
That's what we do.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Together we sing.